This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the final weekend before Election Day, President Donald Trump and his challenger, Democrat Joe Biden, headed out on the campaign trail. The president is focusing on Pennsylvania, while the former vice president is in Michigan. Speaking at one rally, the president said he never could have predicted how important Tuesday's vote would be.
I never thought 4 years ago, and you never did either, somebody would say that this is going to be the most important election, perhaps in the history of our country.
Speaking in Michigan, former President Barack Obama said that President Trump has failed to take the action needed to stop the COVID pandemic.
If Trump were focused on COVID from the beginning, cases wouldn't be reaching new record highs across the country. Some of the places he holds rallies have even seen new spikes after he leaves town.
The former vice president is concentrating on battleground states that Trump carried in 2016. Trump is scrambling to defend a wide swath of territory and is putting his hopes for re-election on two of the most populous swing states, Florida and Pennsylvania. Turkish rescue workers in the city of Izmir are racing to release trapped earthquake survivors. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has details.
In Izmir, rescue teams continue searching for survivors in the debris of collapsed buildings following the magnitude 6.9 quake. Around 100 people have been rescued, but authorities fear there may be more trapped under the rubble. Seismologists say that due to the shallow depth of the quake's epicenter, potentially powerful aftershocks could be expected for several weeks. Turkey has suffered from lightly regulated construction, which can lead to serious damage and deaths from earthquakes. I'm Sarah Bassett.
This is